You're listening to SBS News.
When New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced that there would be greater freedoms for fully vaccinated people, it raised concerns.
The important thing to note is when we get to 70% double dose, the freedoms that we'll be experiencing will be those who are fully vaccinated. We know that the risk of having or developing severe illness is reduced when you're fully vaccinated. The risk of you getting the virus or passing it on to others is severely reduced when you're vaccinated. But also at 70% double dose, there'll still be restrictions in place.
For those not vaccinated, life could remain much the same as it is now, still locked down, except for essential services. But faith leaders say worship in a church, mosque, temple, or synagogue should be considered essential. Some are lobbying Health Minister Brad Hazzard directly on the issue, saying some clergy have publicly contemplated civil disobedience if the government mandates full vaccination for worshippers. Representatives of the Christian, Muslim, Hindu, and Sikh faiths have told SBS News about their concerns. Anglican minister Philip Colgan is a senior minister of St. George North Anglican Church. He says civil disobedience is not what he is advocating for, nor is it the way forward.
The conundrum for Christians, I think, here is that the general stance of all Christian churches is to comply with the government. And to encourage that from all Christians. So the New Testament, the book of Titus, for instance, says, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good. And that's why we have been so willing and happy to give up our rights, if you like, through this whole pandemic to do what's been needed for the good of society following government guidelines.
With the planned introduction of vaccine passports, it appears that unvaccinated people could be excluded from activities. Philip Colgan says that raises concerns.
For Christians, the idea that we would exclude anyone from the church is extremely problematic because it goes against the very essence of the gospel. Jesus included the sinners. He included the outcasts. He went and touched the lepers, the people no one else would talk to or include. He included them. And for the sinners and for people with views that then needed to change, they change afterwards, after they met Jesus. But it's not our job to ask people to change and then we'll let you into church.
Monica Dumit is from the Catholic Archdiocese of Sydney. Ms. Dumit says the whole church, from Pope Francis down, encourages people to get vaccinated.
We've seen a high take-up of vaccination amongst faith communities and some of the lockdown LGAs, where the most religious in the country are also some with the highest vaccination rates. Just last week, I think I saw a vaccination pop up in a church car park. And so the faith communities have really been behind the vaccination message.
She hopes places of worship can be deemed essential.
What we're asking is for the government and New South Wales Health to understand that faith is essential and religious worship is essential, and to correctly categorise it as part of an essential service that should be available to everybody and not just to the vaccinated.
Bishop Robert Rabat is president of the Australasian Middle Eastern Churches Conference, which includes the Maronite, Melkite, Orthodox, Armenian and Syrian Catholic churches, among others. He says there should be a win-win solution where people who are unvaccinated can worship, but in a safe way.
In no way we would like someone who comes to the church and he or she gets sadly hurt by being infected, but at the same time, we have no right and of belittling or diminishing the spiritual need of a person who, once the doors are open, he or she, God forbid, is told you cannot come into the church.
He says Christians are commanded to love their neighbor.
We cannot impose it on people. They have to come to their own final decision. But we remind them, as I said, of the second commandments, and we try to encourage them as long as they follow the right steps, as they say, calling upon their doctor, who knows more than I do from a physical point of view, whether a person can or should not receive the vaccine.
Enver Yassar of the Gallipoli Mosque in Auburn in Sydney's West says should the government move to ban unvaccinated Muslims from visiting the mosque, it would have to comply. However, the logistics of such an undertaking would create a most difficult situation as Muslims attend the mosque 5 times a day, not just once a week, as for most other faiths.
So our concerns are more around policing such a requirement. How do you ensure that the people coming through your doors 5 times a day for a period that could span up to 18 hours, you know, double vaxxed, etc. It doesn't work well with the open door policy that we have at the mosque where, you know, of mosques in general, I should say, where you can just show up and do your prayer.
The Australian National Imams Council and Gallipoli Mosque have been working to spread the message that vaccines are the way forward. Imam Ibrahim Dadoon of the Australian National Imams Council says the organization has been working with other faiths.
Now, there is somewhat agreement amongst the faith groups that we do not want to police the vaccination status of people who want to attend for worship. We believe that places of worship is a sanctuary, and we do not need to discriminate between those who are vaccinated and unvaccinated. Now, in saying that, we are well aware that there are some risks involved. We have engaged with experts in the field to come up with a proposal on what it would look like on a safe way to conduct prayers with both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated population in public places of worship.
With Sydney's West experiencing the harshest of lockdowns, including curfews, a fatwa or edict has been issued. Imam Dadoon says the edict states that COVID-19 vaccines do not violate the rules of Islam, and there is a religious obligation to get vaccinated in order to preserve human life.
He released this fatwa that it is permissible to take the vaccine. And the Australian National Imams Council encourages everyone to stay safe and to take all measures that's required to stay safe and to keep the family and loved ones and the community at large safe. And inshallah, with the opening up of the mosques, we would also encourage everyone to do all measures that's required so they can remain safe and keep the loved ones safe.
He encourages everyone to get their information from knowledgeable sources and not to listen to misinformation on social media. In the Hindu and Sikh communities, the sentiment is the same. Mandating vaccine passports for entry to places of worship is a concept foreign to both faiths. Surinder John is the Vice President of the Hindu Council of Australia. He remembers when India was recording over 300,000 infections and more than 3,000 deaths daily. He says those tragic numbers pushed the majority of the Hindu community to get vaccinated.
Almost every one of us lost a relative. I lost 2 cousins during that time. So Hindus who live here, they really understand how serious this infection is, how easily it can wipe you out. Most of us realize how important vaccination is, and we are trying to get our hands on any vaccination that we can get. Most of the suburbs where Indians live in large numbers, vaccination rate is more than 80%.
Mr. John says governments should not dictate who can attend a place of worship or not.
Religion and government, they are separate and they should remain separate. Places of worship are places of refuge for people who are down at the bottom of the society, either physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. Place of worship is where people turn to when they are in despair, when they are in pain. That's when people turn to God. And stopping someone just because they have not been vaccinated is not a good move.
At the Sikh North Shore Gurudwara in Taramara in Sydney's north, its president Harbir Bhatia says complying with government directives is best all around.
If you want to get rid of this, if not, say, not get rid of it, but get this under control, this whole COVID thing, the more people vaccinated is going to be the way to go. And there is no doubt about it. All the medical research and everything is pointing us in that direction. So we recommend that everybody should be getting vaccination. And if the government has to take a bit of a stronger attitude, that's justifiable for the good of the community.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.